WEAF, New York.
Dolly Mitchell and Frank Howard on the vocals. This evening from the beautiful Florentine Gardens located on Hollywood Boulevard, just a few blocks east of Vine in the very heart of Hollywood, California. And now we start the proceedings with a little old girlfriend named Liza. By Paul Whiteman and his All-American Orchestra. It's a song written by Paul Whiteman and arranged by him now, sung by Frank Howard and My Fantasy.
Thank you.
each night you are close to me. One day your love dies, but somehow it always seems you're ever by my side in all of my dreams. Although I'm so in love with only a phantom here, I know I'm just a fool to torture my heart like this. You're gone, but still you belong to me. Your memory lives on in my fantasy.
My Fantasy is very capably sung by Frank Howard. Well, I wonder if you all out there are planning on taking a trip, because if you are, well, this Dean of Modern Music has a suggestion for you. What about take the A train? As a perfect example of a good song that's kind of on the slow and rocky side, we recommend this next by Hoagy Carmichael. Murray McEachran, just listen to him on the trumpet playing Rocking Chair. Murray McEachran, the man of many instruments, taking rather a stellar part in that last rocking chair. He went from trumpet to clarinet to saxophone. Well, now we have the feminine half of the vocal duo here. Lovely Dolly Mitchell singing Delilah. Gardens in Hollywood, California, the National Broadcasting Company is presenting Paul Whiteman and Paul Donahue and Frank Howard on the vocals. Now the second half of our program, Buddy Lee, begin its extraordinary house, Donahue and Frank Howard. Now the second half of our program continues with Paul for the Pop. Thank you. by the beautiful arrangement. Such is the next song that Paul Whiteman and the orchestra play and Frank Howard sings. A Sinner Kissed an Angel.
We interrupt this program for special bulletins from the NBC newsroom in New York. New York, the Federal Bureau of Investigation has started to round up suspected Japanese subjects in New York. About five already have been sent to Ellis Island. Washington, a high administration official said today he expects President Roosevelt to issue an executive order authorizing extension of the work week for federal employees to 44 hours. The work week for industry could not be extended without congressional revision of the wage hour law. Newark, New Jersey. Newark officials say the War Department has announced that it is taking over the Newark Airport as an overseas Army base. The White House has announced that President Roosevelt will deliver a special message to Congress tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The President's message will be carried over all NBC stations. Congress is expected to convene at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, and the proceedings will be carried over most of these stations at that time. We return you now to the music of Paul Whiteman and his orchestra coming to you from the Florentine Gardens in Hollywood.
Recommended because it was arranged and written by Jimmy Mundy, the arranger of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. Wisteria. Mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen, here we are down to the end of the program, and what do you know, we're starting all over again. How's that, says you? Well, it's turnabout, says I.
WEAF, New York.
It's shuffle rhythm time. Henry Bussey plays.
Palace Hotel in San Francisco.